This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. And of course, you can join us here. Bring up whatever is on your mind. Our number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Also, we do have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. Just join us over on our Discord server at discord.lrn.fm. With you tonight here, it's Ian.
Mark.
And Vin Armani is on his way in. The weather is a little nasty here tonight in New Hampshire, so he's taking it a little easy on the roads. And I'm looking forward to Vin coming in here tonight, because I know he feels pretty strongly about this upcoming Bitcoin Cash potential schism, where Bitcoin Cash could become, it could become two separate competing versions
fork,
of itself.
I guess is the term they use.
Yeah, I know they use the term fork, but I don't really like it, because the term fork can mean different things. So forking can mean what they call a hard fork, can mean a soft fork, and neither of the hard fork or the soft fork have anything to do with whether or not it's going to split into two, which is also called a fork. So there's like the chain fork, which is what we're talking about here, where the blockchain splits into two.
Right.
And then there's the software forks that don't really have to deal with this, but there is going to be a hard fork that's happening at the same time. So anyway, we can talk about all that later when Vin gets here. So toll-free number here tonight, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. Story I mentioned over the weekend, and, you know, the way Free Talk Live goes, we don't always get to all of our show prep because it's open phones and you can call in about anything you want. Big headline over at QuartzQZ.com. The Drug Enforcement Administration, the DEA, and ICE, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, have hidden an undisclosed number of covert surveillance cameras inside streetlights around the country, according to federal contracting documents. According to the government's procurement data, the DEA has paid a Houston, Texas company called Cowboy Streetlight Concealments, LLC, roughly $22,000 since June of 2018 for, quote, video recording and reproducing equipment, unquote.
Okay.
ICE paid out about $28,000 to Cowboy Streetlight Concealments over the same period of time. It's unclear whether the DEA and ICE streetlight cameras have been installed or where the next deployments will take place. ICE offices in Dallas, Houston, and San Antonio have provided funding for recent acquisitions from Cowboy Streetlight Concealments. The DEA's most recent purchases were funded by the agency's Office of Investigative Technology, which is located in Lorton, Virginia. They then show you an excerpt from the Federal Procurement Data System, which shows these contracts and, you know, the dates on the supposed reasons that they're purchasing these things, the codes and such, but they don't actually give you any more detail than the fact that these purchases with fairly large numbers were made, although these aren't the largest of numbers. I mean, $28,000 is probably only going to buy the government so many cameras, right?
Like one.
Well, yeah, I don't know. You probably get more than one for $28,000, but then again, the government tends to pay more for things than people in the market do. Christy Crawford.
Right, you can get the Blink home security system for less than $100. Government, on the other hand, probably paid $28,000 for one camera.
Well, we don't know, but it's probably not paying $100 for one camera, I can tell you that.
I don't know that the Blink is one
camera. I think you probably get more than one for that, but I haven't actually looked at that new offer, Mark, so we should probably check
that.
Because I know that the three-camera system wasn't much more than 100 the last time I looked. Anyway, Christy Crawford, who owns Cowboy Streetlight Concealments with her husband, who is a Houston police officer, said she was not at liberty to discuss the company's federal contracts in detail. Crawford did tell courts, quote, "We do streetlight concealments and camera enclosures. Basically, there's businesses out there that'll build concealments for the government, and that's what we do. They specify what's best for them, and we make it. And that's about all I can probably say." However, she did add this, and this is ominous, quote, "I can tell you this, things are always being watched. It doesn't matter if you're driving down the street or visiting a friend. If government or law enforcement has a reason to set up surveillance, there's great technology out there to do it."
Oh, yeah, that's done.
Earlier this week, the DEA issued a solicitation for, quote, concealments made to house PTZ, which stands for pan-tilt zoom, so a controllable camera.
Okay.
Cellular modem, cellular compression device, noting the government intended to give the contract to Obsidian Integration LLC, an Oregon company with a sizable number of federal law enforcement customers. On November 7th, the Jersey City Police Department awarded a contract to Obsidian Integration for the, quote, purchase and delivery of a covert pole camera. The filing did not provide further design details. Obsidian did not respond to a request for a comment, nor did Morgan Hairston, the Department of Justice contracting officer handling the bids. In addition to streetlights, the DEA has also placed covert surveillance cameras inside traffic barrels. You know, those orange barrels that, you know, normally have, like, water in them or whatever. Well, some of them's got cameras. The purpose-built product offered by a number of manufacturers. As courts reported last month, the DEA operates a network of digital speed display road signs that contain automated license plate reader technology within them. Were you on the show that night we were talking about that, Mark?
No, but I knew it was true.
Yeah, so those speed checker things that as you're driving down the road, you, you get hit by radar.
Speed, the ones that so that when you're going past them, you try to step on it as fast as you can to get the number as high as you possibly can?
You do that?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, if you're doing it, then either whether you're doing it or not, they could be taking your picture. They could be taking photos of your license plate and photos of the inside of your car as well. That's what these DEA-equipped versions of these traffic...
You can possibly see on the inside of a car from that angle.
Well, they're normally about on par with, like, the average car's height.
Right. Well, that just means you pass through... You're looking mostly through the inside...
They're going to see you.
Right.
They're going to take a picture of you.
They're going to see you.
That's the purpose. To see who's driving the car.
They're not going
to
see a shotgun that's nestled along the side or a bag of weed in the glove compartment.
That's correct. This is not about searching your car, Mark. It's about knowing where you are. It's about being able to identify your location based on license plate scanning technology. And so now the latest news here is that the DEA, in addition to having this network, because we're reading about how the network of these traffic speed camera devices has been expanding, like voraciously expanding. So you don't know if it's your town where they're placing these, but it could very well be. And they're just, you know, they're buying more over time. They're putting them out there. And now we're talking about concealing them in streetlights or in other enclosures as well. So we don't know how many of these cameras they have. And we don't know, you know, how well deployed they are, how consistently deployed they are, but the fact is they're out there.
It's interesting that they just don't want to tell you these things, mm-hmm. right? I mean, you know, here you are. They tell you in school, you're the government. It's we the people. You're the government. So the government should know where the government is putting cameras, but the government doesn't.
Well, they know, but they're just not telling.
Well, but they're telling you you're the government, the process.
Oh, right.
Because you're not.
No, like, definitely not.
The reality is you're not.
Chad Marlowe, Senior Advocacy and Policy Counsel for the ACLU, says efforts to put cameras in streetlights have been proposed before by local law enforcement, typically as part of a smart LED streetlight system. Quote, it basically has the ability to turn every streetlight into a surveillance device, which is very Orwellian, to say the least, said Marlowe. In most jurisdictions, the local police or Department of Public Works are authorized to make these decisions unilaterally and in secret. There's no public debate or oversight.
Just putting up new streetlights. These happen to spy on you.
Yep. Surveillance cameras will increase as the development of facial recognition algorithms becomes more commonplace among law enforcement agencies. And Amazon has been particularly interested in outfitting cameras operated by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security with facial recognition, according to emails recently unearthed by the Project on Government Oversight.
Great. Now I can't do business with Google or Amazon.
Amazon employee wrote in an email that touted their facial recognition software, quote, "We are ready and willing to support the vital Homeland Security investigations mission," unquote.
Finding who has weed, who's going 5 miles an hour over the speed limit.
So, of course, they're going to tell you that this camera network is only going to be used to track dangerous criminals. It's never going to be used to actually go after average people. So, what is there to worry about, Mark? I mean, if you're not breaking the law, you don't have anything to hide. Why are you worried about cameras?
Well, I'm not terribly worried about cameras. However, the whole idea that we just are inundated with cameras is counter to the notion upon which this nation was founded. The idea is this is an experiment in freedom. Not an experiment in tyranny or totalitarianism or authoritarianism. It's an experiment in freedom, the idea that a free person can make good decisions, and by and large we have.
Well, the fact is, you may actually be doing something illegal. You just might not know it. There's more coming up here in moments. Our number is 855-450, Free Like Freedom, Free Talk Live.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The Crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The Crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the Crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at PiratesWithoutBorders.com. We won't be hard to find.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with a gift card specialist at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink, like we have. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening at home anytime, anywhere, from your smartphone. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. Get your Blink camera system starting at less than $100 by visiting blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with life-change tea at getthetea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to getthetea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Talk Live. You dial in toll free if you want to join us here. The number is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Also, we've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. And here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Vin.
And Mark.
Vin Armani joining us here from Cointext. .io, which I had the chance to do a little testing on this weekend. Now that you guys have officially teamed up, has this been announced yet? You've teamed up with AnyPay.
Yeah, it's. I guess it kind of leaked out, and then Bitcoin.com covered it.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, they did. They did a pretty nice story about it, but somebody leaked out an Instagram video of them using it in Portsmouth.
Okay.
And at a business. And so we had been planning that we were going to do a big press release, but now,
it's already done. Somebody did it for you.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, that's not to say it shouldn't be continually promoted. I think it's really cool. We talked about AnyPay a lot here on Free Talk Live. It is a great way for local businesses, or I guess larger than local, but it seems to be mostly a local business thing right now. But if you're a business owner, if you've got a retail establishment, a point of sale, and you want to accept cryptocurrency like Bitcoin BTC or Dash or some of the others like Zcash or Zen, you can accept those at your point of sale through AnyPay.global. Just go to AnyPay.global and sign up with your username and password. That's all you got to do. There's no approval process. There's no paperwork. There's no jumping through hoops. It's username, password, you're in. You set up the back end by just simply entering your cryptocurrency wallet address where you want your crypto to go to, basically, in the back end, and then you load the app on your device at your register, and that's it. You're accepting crypto, and you don't have to do anything to make Cointext work with this. And Cointext, which we've mentioned before in the air, we should give a brief description of what it is.
It's an SMS cryptocurrency wallet, so we work with Bitcoin Cash in 33 countries and Litecoin and Dash in the U.S. and Canada. And so basically, as opposed to having to download an app or do anything like that, you use one of our access numbers and you basically communicate back and forth with it with very simple commands like receive and balance
and send.
Yeah. Those are your basic commands. There's also like help.
Yeah.
But those are your basic commands, and it's very, very easy to use.
So easy.
In this case, though, it's a brand new command, which is buy.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically when you're looking at the point of sale, it'll tell you buy and then like a 5-digit code. You put that in and you...
You send that to Cointext, and if you've got crypto in your wallet with Cointext, you basically then authorize via one more confirmation message comes
that's
in.
Right.
You send an authorization, and then that's it. So basically with two text messages now, Mark, you can pay a bill at a point of sale. So you can walk in with a dumb phone. You can walk in with a dumb phone. You don't need a smartphone anymore to pay at a register with cryptocurrency. And you can send two text messages and your bill's paid. And it's boom. It's almost as fast as actually scanning with a wallet like traditional crypto wallet.
It may be faster depending on how fast you are. Yeah.
So, Vin, you said you could do this in 33 countries with Bitcoin Cash. Is that right?
That's right.
And to me, this is a real game changer because essentially people in countries that can't afford smartphones.
That's right.
Can now use dumb phones to make crypto transactions. And to some extent, what we all talked about in 2011 is that this is going to even the playing field for people around the world.
Yeah.
The 2/3 of the world's population that's unbanked is now potentially banked.
Well, one of the coolest things that we tried this out with doing it with AnyPay is you can actually be standing in line with somebody who has no crypto whatsoever, but if you have their phone number, you can send them crypto to their phone number via Cointext, and they can pay for their food by the time they get to the front of the line with AnyPay that fast. Literally within 30 seconds, it's gone from you to them to being paid to the
business. So wait, that's because you don't need to wait for a confirmation when it's within Cointext?
No. Actually, on Bitcoin Cash, you can do very reliable zero confirmation transactions.
Uh-huh.
That's one of the cool things about Bitcoin Cash. And so this is just one of the first
applications
and use cases of really using it to the fullest extent.
That's so cool.
Super cool.
So is this a custodial wallet then?
No.
This is a non-custodial wallet.
Okay,
so what that means is that you then, as the user, have full control of your private keys?
If you want to get your private keys, which Now, you can get your private key if you want. We use your phone number as a cryptographic seed.
Okay.
So it basically, on demand, sort of in working memory, creates the key pair every time you go up.
Okay.
We don't store any key pairs.
Really?
If you want your...
I figured for sure you guys had the key.
How else would you do it, right?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. No, this is a totally different paradigm here.
Right. So the upgrade's already built in.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
So the upgrade that I want is already there.
Yeah, if you want your Cointext private key, just because you're like, hey, I always need to have my private key for my wallet, just send the command private key.
Oh, wow.
It'll walk you right through. You just do two confirmations, and then you got your private key.
But the problem there is it's sending it over unencrypted SMS.
Aha. So this is the trade-off that you're going to have. I actually prefer, and I tell people, if it's not really all that necessary, if you really don't need your private key, this is a casual spending wallet.
Right, don't keep your life savings on Cointext.
No,
right,
this is a casual spending wallet. It takes just seconds to get it on and off. So, you know, put a little bit on there. But, you know,
I don't know if I've asked you this before, but, you know, since we're talking about it, how possible would it be for you guys to implement signal encryption with Cointext? Meaning that those of us with the Signal app, we've talked a lot on Free Talk Live over the years about, you know, Edward Snowden recommends certain apps as far as nothing's perfect. Nothing's going to completely keep you obscured from the most dedicated NSA agents or whatever. But if you've got unencrypted SMS, then anybody can read that crap.
Right.
The phone company, the local cops. Whereas if you have the Signal app, it is an open source encryption app that is available for both iPhone and Android, and it essentially replaces your default messaging. You can then, as long as the other party has Signal, you can then send encrypted, not only text messages, but you can also do voice chats and that kind of thing with the other person. What about making it so I could send commands to Cointext through Signal and receive messages back?
So this is how we look at that. If you're already opening up an app on your phone, I would tell you use a wallet app.
Okay. All right.
Use a wallet app. There are stupendous wallet apps out there.
There are.
And so I would say if you're going to open up an app, use a wallet app. You know, we can't be all things to all people.
Sure.
So this is like for your casual spending. It's the type of money that you would stick in cash to walk around with.
And it's also, like you said, Mark, for the people who are in third world countries where maybe smartphones are too expensive or they're hard to access or whatever, this is a lifesaver.
Yeah,
this
absolutely.
Is a lifeline to those people to be able to give them the access to use cryptocurrency, period. But for those of us who don't have a problem, we've got smartphones. There are times, and New Hampshire is one of those places, times and places where your signal with data is not there.
Oh, yeah.
Like there's a bar here in town, a brewery that accepts cryptocurrency, but it's kind of on the edge of my cell phone signal. So there was a time when I had to actually walk outside to send the transaction to the register. But if I could just send over the cell phone network.
Cointext, man.
Problem solved.
Cointext.
This solves.
New Hampshire, it's like that too.
This solves signal issues as well at the point of sale.
That's right.
So there's more coming up here. And so we're going to talk about what you've been dealing with now with this insane situation with Bitcoin Cash on the immediate horizon and how this is affecting what you're doing with Cointext and affecting the world.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dragon swallow evolution in one gulp. GodSaidManSaid.com. The sons of God and science admits a ghost species. The amazing power of going to church. GodSaidManSaid.com. Dinosaurs and man contemporaneously? You possess the world's greatest treasure. GodSaidManSaid.com. Life after death experiences. Sin bones. St. Peter's fish. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
You USA Radio News.
Senator Bill Nelson's campaign filed a lawsuit today seeking to bar Florida's top election officials from rejecting unconventionally marked ballots. The lawsuit seeks to not disqualify ballots where selections are marked in different ways, so long as the voter's intention is clear. The death toll for wildfires burning in Northern California's Campfire rose to at least 42 people, making it the deadliest wildfire ever in the state. President Trump did approve a major disaster declaration in California. Tim Morris is a resident of Paradise Cove, California.
I'm very proud to say that with our volunteers and group, we didn't lose a single trailer at Paradise Cove. There was no help. You know, everything was spread so thin.
Missouri Governor Mike Parson said on Tuesday that State Treasurer Eric Schmidt would become Missouri Attorney General when current Attorney General Josh Hawley resigns in January to become a U.S. Senator. Final look at your numbers on Wall Street today. Dow was down 100 points. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live dial, toll free, join us right here. Our number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line room, so jump on into any one of those and you can get on the air with us. Sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with me, Ian.
And Ben.
And Mark.
And by the way, again, the Discord server is discord.lrn.fm. Bitcoin.com, great place to go and not only get the basics on cryptocurrency like Bitcoin, but also get the latest news headlines as well over at news.bitcoin.com. And I imagine if you want to follow the Bitcoin Cash drama that is developing. I suspect they're going to be reporting on that here over at news.bitcoin.com. Markets update. Bitcoin Cash price rally stalls, but trade volume spikes hard. They're frequently reporting on Bitcoin Cash over at news.bitcoin.com. You're going to be hearing a lot about Bitcoin Cash if you're paying attention to the cryptocurrency universe in the next 48 hours, yes. Especially. Because right now we are on the verge of an imminent potential schism within the world of Bitcoin Cash. There are some two sides that are, you know, arraying against one another. They're gearing up their miners to possibly go to war.
Yeah,
for real. We talked about this a year ago, something similar at least, and you're going to tell us what some of the differences are here, Vin, in a moment. But, Mark, remember a year ago plus, actually, it was back in July, August, when Bitcoin, BTC, the original, was getting ready to have its first potential split. And this historic split of Bitcoin where Bitcoin Cash was birthed from BTC. So now you got Bitcoin Cash, you got BTC Bitcoin, and since then, Bitcoin BTC has had like 70 potential splits.
Right.
Only like a dozen or so of them have actually kind of gotten off the ground, and most of them just barely.
Yeah.
So this has happened a bunch of times since then to the original Bitcoin BTC. Well, now, and there have been a couple of organizations that have threatened to do it on Bitcoin Cash. We were looking at this the other night to see, is this the first time, if this actually happens, if Bitcoin Cash splits into two competing chains coming up here in 24 or so hours, is this going to be the first time it's happened? And I think it is.
I think there was one other, I think, Bitcoin Candy or something like that, and I guess it trades
Cash?
Yeah, I guess it trades in a few places, but it's nothing really significant.
I remember that one. Yeah. That's right. Okay, so this may not be the first one, but it's certainly the first hostile split off.
Oh, there's a lot of differences between this and anything else that we've seen so far.
Yeah, so
can you tell me some of those differences?
Yeah, let's get into it, but first let's talk to Jesse. He's in Nashville on the line listening to LRN.fm. Go ahead, Jesse.
Hello, fellas. I had a couple of questions for you about, I'm looking to get into Bitcoin and trying to dip my toes in there. And a couple of questions. Is it only coins or do they have bills as well?
No. So coin is just a term. It really doesn't have anything to do with a physical product. So Bitcoin is basically programming. It's essentially
Amazon
code.
Is not based in South America either.
Or necessarily in a forest. So, yeah, it's just a word that evokes the idea of money, I think, in people's minds. Yep. So you're talking about a digital currency here.
Oh, I get you. Digital. Oh, I see. That makes more sense. And I apologize. I must sound like an idiot. No.
Everybody, is learning at their own pace here, and it's never too late to get involved in this. That said, there are some kind of gimmicky physical coins and physical bills that are available, but those aren't actual Bitcoin. They're a representation of Bitcoin that exists on the internet. Essentially.
Okay. I think I understand. So, and then when you say, like, for a Bitcoin wallet, if I want to get a Bitcoin wallet, can I get it? Is it come in leather or does it come in?
This guy.
Yes. Yes, it does.
Do you guys know awesome. You got someone photobombing?
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to actually hit the. I didn't mean to hit the dump button on you there, or the drop button. I think he was talking about Michael Hampton in the background.
Yeah,
but it was a good prank call. I don't think he was actually.
No.
I don't think he was for real.
A Bitcoin wallet is an app.
Yeah,
for those that need to know.
It's an app, and as we were pointing out,
by the way, people do need to know, and it's some of the stuff I don't like about Bitcoin that just sort of started out in the beginning. The coin thing I can live with. Mm-hmm. The term using a wallet, a Bitcoin wallet, why don't we just call it an account or something like that? I mean,
saying because this can be confusing.
Bitcoin's more like banking than it is like currency. Like Bitcoin is banking and a currency all wrapped together.
Right.
So I prefer terms like account, so give me your account number because that's what it looks like. It's Bitcoin. Give me your wallet address.
Of course, it's not like banking because you're not trusting a third party, and that's kind of a traditional.
You're banking yourself. You're banking on yourself.
Do you call it a bank when you put money in a safe or under a mattress? I mean, I don't think anybody calls that banking.
Nope.
When people think about banking, they think about going into a big institution.
To put money in a safe, you don't take a big, long series of letters and numbers, whereas with a bank account, you do.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I don't think there's anything wrong with referring to it as an account, but I wouldn't use the term banking.
I think we're pretty far gone at this point.
Oh yeah, there's
wallet,
no turning around.
Wallet is here to stay. Yeah,
I remember when the big argument was whether we make them nano bits or pico bits.
Right.
So the argument at one point was that at this point a Bitcoin is worth about $6,300 bucks, and that's not a really spendable amount. people's like, oh, I can't buy a Bitcoin unless I buy 60. If unless I have
right,
60,
it's one of the most common objections.
But in fact, you can buy 1/10,000,000th of a Bitcoin for less than a penny.
You can.
You have to find somebody to do the transaction. Likely, you can't. But I mean, yes, you can have.
You can buy $5 worth of Bitcoin.
There is no Bitcoin.
$20.
Sure.
No problem.
Bitcoin is a brand for 10 million satoshis.
That's
It's a decimal place position,
that's
and I find that to be a problem too. But there's no good way to change that. So.
Nope, it is what it is.
Yep.
So we were getting into just the beginnings of what's going to happen with Bitcoin Cash. Coming up here, and there is actually a countdown that I'll pull up so we get some idea of when this is supposed to go down. The website, sort of the go-to site, I think, for information about this is cash.coin.dance. It's a strange URL,
CoinDance.
Cash.coin.dance. Right now, there's a clock counting down. So if you're listening live here on Tuesday evening when we're doing the show, there's just over a day and 16 hours left before Bitcoin Cash has a regularly scheduled hard fork. I believe it's every 6 months.
That's right.
Where the programmers behind it are upgrading. They're making changes. Yeah. They're adding new features.
Well, whether or not it's an upgrade is part of why there is a schism. Like it's basically to take any sort of subjective, qualitative part out of it, every 6 months, the software changes to such a degree that anybody running the old software will be incompatible with the rule set of the people running the new software.
This is what's called a hard fork.
A hard fork.
Mm-hmm.
So Bitcoin operates off a consensus model where all of these computers that are running software are trying to agree upon what the ledger looks like. And so if you are running an older version, when this countdown goes to zero, you will no longer be able to have consensus with the people running the new version. So
all you have to do is upgrade.
All you got to do is upgrade. All you got to do is upgrade. But there are always nodes that don't upgrade.
They don't get the notice or whatever.
Right. A few at least don't upgrade, and they end up creating a whole new ledger. Now, nobody follows that ledger. Exchanges don't look at it. Your wallet software won't be looking at it. All of that. But it's out there. It's out there and running. But in this case, there's a group that has a significant amount of the total miners on the network, the total amount of hash power on the network, and they do not like the changes that the main group who started Bitcoin Cash are making this time.
And this is typical religious fervor.
That's
right?
Exactly what it is. It's a religious war.
Right. This is what all schisms. This is why I use the term schisms
rather than
because you know when you use the term fork, then you have to talk about, well, we're not talking about the hard fork or the soft fork. We're talking about a fork of the chain. It's a schism.
It's
going to split. Yes. Possibly, it's going to split. Likely, I would say it seems it's going to split Bitcoin Cash into two competing forms of itself. Mm-hmm. One called Bitcoin SV, the other Bitcoin Cash or ABC. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
Hearing a lot about CBD these days? Yes, but which CBD products can you trust? Which website can provide proper education about CBD along with high-quality products? The answer? CBDonly.com. CBD or cannabidiol is one of hundreds of compounds found in the cannabis plant and one that contains a variety of medicinal benefits. Many doctors are starting to recommend CBD to their patients as an alternative or supplement to some pharmaceutical medications. CBD is becoming widely known to relieve pain, inflammation, and anxiety. Unlike THC that is found in the plant, CBD does not not have psychoactive effects. In other words, it does not give the effect of being high. All CBDOnly.com products are lab tested to ensure the highest quality standards. Shop CBDOnly.com for CBD oils, edibles, vapes, skincare, even CBD for your pets. That's CBDOnly.com. Enter receive 15% off your order on CBDOnly.com. Use discount code CBD now. Remember, shop for CBD products you can trust. Shop CBDOnly.com, your CBD superstore.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free if you want to join us here. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, you can join us on the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. Just go to discord.lrn.fm. Discord is a free chat server, and there are different rooms there. In fact, we're talking about crypto on the air. There happens to be a cryptocurrency chat room on the Discord server, as well as other rooms about other topics like gaming or places where people can just post memes, for instance. So it's a fun server, and there's a lot of people that participate there regularly.
There's also the troll zone for toxic users.
There sure is.
I like that.
People do. You got to mention it because people want to go in there
and talk to
and talk to the trolls.
It's there's really only one. There's two toxic users, but the second one doesn't come
prepare
back.
Prepare to be threatened.
Yes.
Insulted.
Oh, yeah.
Fun.
Insults that have nothing to do with you in your life, they will be leveled at you. You'll be called a stupid honky.
Oh, that's great.
Right? Completely inaccurate.
Right. So that's if you want to go in that zone, Mark. You don't
love it.
You don't have to. He can't get into any of the other rooms, that one guy. Cannot do it. Anyway, you go to discord.lrn.fm. They get you in
there.
What
was it called in Pulp Fiction, our GIMP?
Yeah, the GIMP. Yeah. Forget the GIMP.
And it's free. So check it out. There's an app you can download, or you can just use the web version. But I recommend the app because then you can use it to actually call into the show via the on-air call-in line rooms, which are there. And they're open for you right now over at discord.lrn.fm. Especially if you've got questions. Now, you can call in about anything you want, but we're getting kind of in deeper, I think, than we did. We had Roger Veer on the show on Friday night.
Oh, nice.
Just to kind of talk generally about what's going on here. And the way he described it was the two different sides in this potential schism of Bitcoin Cash. One side doesn't want the changes to happen yet, but they might want them later, and the other side wants them sooner or something like that.
Roger is being very, very diplomatic.
Yeah.
He, unfortunately, has been dragged deep into this on a personal level.
I've heard.
Yes, he released a video with an email from one of the belligerents, you might say, on the other side.
Craig Wright.
Yeah.
This is the guy, for listeners, before you go on, this is the guy that made headlines couple years ago now, I think it was.
2014 or 15,
was it that
I believe.
Long ago?
Yeah.
At Wired Magazine or some company like that did a big expose claiming this guy was Satoshi Nakamoto.
Well, he claimed that.
Oh, did he claim it? Because I thought at first he rejected the claim and then later embraced
it. It's a very weird situation.
Anyway, some people thought he was Satoshi, but
Roger thought he was Satoshi.
Yeah.
But he never proved it.
Not definitively, though.
And the way a real Satoshi Nakamoto, the founder of Bitcoin, the creator of Bitcoin, the anonymous creator of Bitcoin, can prove it is by signing something with his PGP key.
Why would Satoshi want to do
that? Or just send one of the early,
just send the very first, a single
Bitcoin transaction from one of the first ones. Yeah,
right, because that would prove that he controls that block, therefore that he is Satoshi
Nakamoto. Why would Satoshi want to do that?
Well, if somebody's claiming to be Satoshi, then they can prove it. That's all I'm saying.
Exactly.
This guy's claiming to be Satoshi. So it's like, hey, you're Satoshi? Well, here's so you can prove it.
Yeah,
I think
that the best thing for Satoshi, for Craig Wright, is to be both Satoshi and not Satoshi.
That's what I always have said.
Right. He's basically Schrodinger's creator, right?
He's in both
Schrodinger's Satoshi.
Right, so Schrodinger's Satoshi. Like, at any moment, he can be both Satoshi and not Satoshi.
Yes, but he can't be Satoshi unless he can prove it.
Not to you.
Yeah, but not to anybody who actually cares about who Satoshi is.
Well, there are, he's got quite a few followers in his cult who are true believers, and it's been very effective for them, clearly, with what they're doing.
And so he's behind this,
so
right?
Satoshi is alive or dead, and Satoshi is Craig Wright or not, right?
Yeah.
And, I mean, at this point, Craig Wright is one of the few people who could be Satoshi.
Okay. I'm not sure that he even could be Satoshi.
But go on. He could be. And if he is, it's the best thing for him is to be this sort of enigmatic figure.
And if he's not, the best thing for him to be
it's still,
is an enigmatic figure.
It has
figure.
Worked well
yes.
for him, except
Absolutely.
For the raid by the Australian government on his house, which is pretty modest for a guy who has billions of dollars.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean,
worth of Bitcoin, you mean?
Right. So Craig Wright could.
If he has that.
If he's Satoshi, just go ahead and live like, I don't know, a multi-billionaire and stop messing around with people's Bitcoin cash.
He is being financed by a legitimate multi-billionaire, Calvin Ayer, who is the head of CoinGeek and the founder of Bodog,
which is a gambling platform.
Which is a legendary gambling online gambling platform, and
that's how he made his money. I was reading a little bit about this guy. Never heard of him before, you know, 24 hours ago.
Yeah, but he is legit. He's a self-made multi-billionaire, and he is financing this entire operation, and some say that he financed the Craig Wright as Satoshi operation as well.
So this guy also, you mentioned CoinGeek, that is currently the biggest mining operation as far as Bitcoin Cash is concerned.
Correct.
So for listeners who are unfamiliar, behind cryptocurrency like Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash, there are miners, and they are the ones who provide the computing hash power to essentially make sure the network is secure, to process transactions, to take the waiting transactions from the mempool that are just freshly sort of put out there, and then put them down permanently into what's called the blockchain, which is the public ledger that backs up Bitcoin, the decentralized distributed public ledger.
That's right.
And so this guy from CoinGeek, what was his name again?
Calvin Ayer.
He's teaming up with this Craig Satoshi wannabe, fake Satoshi guy, we don't know. And they're the two main players behind this push to split Bitcoin Cash into two.
Yes.
And not only just split it into two, but they want to actually somehow stamp out or create a hash war against the original Bitcoin Cash.
That's correct. That's absolutely correct.
What's that going to look like, Vin? Because that sounds bad.
Yeah, it is something that has never happened before. So, as you said before, Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash did split.
Back in August of 2017.
They did. But,
and they were struggling for hash power, right? Because, you know, there's the question of, well, how many of the Bitcoin BTC miners are going to switch to Bitcoin Cash? And, you know, we didn't know. And, you know, initially it was only like 5%, but then more came on. And so, but that wasn't a hash war.
That's not a hash war because the networks actually were separated from each other in that they could not share transactions back and forth between one another.
Okay.
So basically, and that was through the implementation of something called replay protection, but basically the way that you could look at it is every Bitcoin Cash transaction will be automatically rejected by a Bitcoin BTC node if it receives it. Going to it.
That's the protection.
Right. And vice versa. If I send a BTC, because these nodes can connect to one another.
Mm-hmm.
They actually can be connected. Like a BTC, a node can be connected to a BCH node. They would just reject everything that was coming from one another, so it doesn't make sense.
Because that replay protection.
Because replay protection. These guys basically created another implementation that has different consensus rules, so it would not be compatible with the implementation made by Bitcoin ABC, which is
Bitcoin Cash.
That's what's running Bitcoin Cash.
ABC is the program.
Yeah, it's called Adjustable Block Size Cap. Mm-hmm. And so they made one called SV, Satoshi's Vision. And what they're going to do is there's no replay protection. So they're going to be relaying transactions back and forth between each other, even though they're each building on their own blockchain.
Okay, so let's see if we can explain this in another way. The split happens.
Yes.
The schism occurs.
Yes.
There's now Bitcoin SV.
Yes.
And there's the
Bitcoin ABC.
And there's the original Bitcoin Cash, a.k.a. Bitcoin ABC.
Right.
These are now two different blockchains.
That's right.
But they have the initial, up until the point of the split, they're the same.
Yes.
So that's why we were saying earlier, if you have, let's say, two Bitcoin Cash, and then the schism happens, you then have two Bitcoin Cash, and then you have two of the Bitcoin SV.
No, that's what's so weird about it.
No?
You don't. Because if I have two Bitcoin Cash, and I send you one Bitcoin Cash, I will send it onto both. If I have it from before the split, it'll automatically send it onto both, and it'll be there. And then if I try to read it and I try to send some now to Mark, it'll send those on both.
Right.
So basically what you have is you're going to have three classes of transactions. You're going to have transactions that were that are valid right now.
Mm-hmm.
Those will go onto both blockchains. And then you're going to have these new forms of transactions that will be either valid on one or the other. But what these guys are going to try to do is, it's basically like you split the network. Don't think about it in computer terms. Think about it in war terms. They're going to split the network, gaining all of the same transactions, and then they're going to take their hash power over and they're going to attack the other network and try to make it unusable. So you and I, we're sending our transactions. It's perfectly fine. It's getting put onto one or the other blockchain. They're going to protect their ledger and then hope that they can harass the other ledger so hard that all exchanges, wallets, everybody is like, oh, that's an unsafe part of town.
Well, already...
Sounds like both parts of town are unsafe.
Yeah.
it sounds like the town is about to be on fire.
Yeah, and it's not uncommon when these, you know, Bitcoin schisms happen for exchanges and wallets to freeze any kind of action until after the dust settles.
But who knows when the dust
But you're saying
settle.
The dust may not settle for quite a while. There's more coming up here in moments. If you want to weigh in on this potential schism, which seems to be a likely schism coming up here in the next day or two, the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation?
Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.